Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The American humorist Mark Twain once wrote, "Civilization is a limitless multiplication of unnecessary necessities." I wonder what old Twain would have said had he been alive today. Never before has the consumer been confronted with so many choices and options. An anthropologist friend of mine points out that civilizations tend to move from the simple agrarian society to the industrial complex society, which eventually collapses under the burden of its own weight and complexity. I think it's fair to say that never before has a generation had more things than the present one. Yet with all of the toys which the dawn of the digital age has presented us with, from smartphones to light bulbs that you talk to, we are consuming more painkillers for headaches and antidepressants than ever before. If more is better, then surely we would be on the threshold of an unprecedented utopia. But that isn't how it works out. Having less is better when it brings simplicity, which produces greater peace of mind and happiness. When a builder has a problem with a house he's constructing, he goes to the blueprint. That's part of the reason we need to think through the complexity of lifestyles and the pressures of living today. Jesus said, "The foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He owned no real estate, though the whole world was his. He borrowed another man's boat to row on Galilee, though on occasion, not having a boat, he simply walked on the surface of the water in the power of God the Spirit. The only thing we know for certain which he possessed was a seamless robe, which the soldiers took from him and gambled to see who would get it. What did he have that we seldom have today? Two things impress me. One, peace and tranquility. And two, simplicity. It has been my observation that some of the richest men in the world were some of the most unhappy, proving that money can't buy happiness. Jean-Paul Getty, once the richest man in the world, said he would gladly give all of his money for a happy home. But of course, he didn't take the step to experiment with the possibility. Money had him firmly in its grip. Now, this is not to suggest that the absence of money, poverty, produces happiness. But what Jesus taught us is that happiness doesn't come from the abundance of things which money will buy. What did he have which we desperately need is simplicity. In his book, Freedom of Simplicity, the gifted writer Richard Foster contends that simplicity is not something we do, it is something we are. Simplicity brings a contentment which puts psychiatrists out of business, along with a host of entertainers and entrepreneurs who are convincing us that what we have or what we hear or see will bring happiness. Simplicity begins to put us in tune with the divine harmony of nature. And that is not to suggest that nature is God. It simply means we learn to be still and know that He is God, that we shut out the din and noise of stressfully accumulating more and more and hear His voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Simplicity is God's antidote to the pressures of life today. Think about it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.